Welcome back, folks. It's boy Looch Dog hanging out with you in the morning, as we always do every Wednesday and Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern. Might have to start thinking about that start time, pushing it back to 11. It's getting early, Belly. I'm tired.
You're sleeping late.
I'm chilling.
Today was a weird day. I woke up, it was like 8:30, and I didn't hear Looch at all in the living room.
Which is already backwards.
This is already weird.
Because I'm always up at about
7:30. And then I open the door, I go out, and I start moving around. I start moving stuff around in the studio. Then I'm sitting there looking at my watch. 9:15 hits. 9:20.
Oh, thank you for giving me until 9:20.
Brax arrives. Brax arrives.
Yeah, I'm still in bed.
Still in bed.
I'm still waking up. I'm on my second cup of coffee, but you know what? When the lights go on, folks, it's time to go. So thank you for joining us
here.
But
the best part of it all was...
What?
I got to knock on your door and go, hey, buddy.
It was very nice. It was very nice. How do you wake somebody up? Because I swear to you, man, I can't stand somebody being like, good morning. Sunshine, here it is, and then they open up the windows.
Now you know how,
like,
I feel every time I walk out of my room.
I do not do that.
Not every day. There are some days where you're ready to go.
Touchdown! Yeah, that's
there are
true.
Some days where you're ready to go.
I actually try to make a little bit of a effort to, like, not talk to you for like 5 minutes when you walk out. I'm just like, just let him wake up first. Just let him wake up.
It's true.
So, Braxton Blue is also Slutty Boy 5, and I just wanted to say thank you for putting that free out, because even as bad as it was, it is really hard when somebody goes, hey, drop a free, and you just go, okay, I respect that, because,
yeah, bro.
I'm a songwriter. I have a rap name. I have songs on the internet of me rapping, but if you said, hey, drop a free, I'd be like, no, thanks. It's so bad when I rap.
Me too.
My freestyle. Excuse me. Flipmunk? No. He's got it. So just to finish up, after I woke up, we ended up, I asked her about the pillow. That's what happened on the plane. I said, did that pillow, how was that experience for you? Just so I know, is that like really a nightmare for the person sitting next to me? Or am I clear? And she's like, I didn't even notice it. What are you talking about? She passed out. Amazing. So then we started talking, and that's what I wanted to say. We talked until we landed. It was about an hour and 45 minutes. It was really helpful because she's in real estate in LA, and it was helping me out to try to figure out like what areas. She was telling me about all different spots, Long Beach, Huntington Beach, Newport. And it was really neat. But I just thought I would bring that out there, that if I had started that conversation from the beginning when we took off, never would have gotten that far. Never would have turned into, well, take down my info. You're a DJ. Let's do some stuff together. I have some work that, you know, it never would have gotten there if I had started doing this from the beginning. I had to give her a 2.5. I had to throw my earbuds on and from the beginning, you can trust me as a seat buddy.
Yeah.
That's what you have to put out first.
I'm going
to
be asleep and leaning forward.
Yep.
So you get an elbow rest and no one talking to you.
And I won't wake you up. I won't try to get out of the aisle. Just you can trust me. That's all I wanted to portray. So next time you have a hot chick sit next to you on a plane, be a good seat buddy. Earn that first, then start talking. Belly, these bird scooters are so cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what
so
I'm talking
you saw
about?
Them all out in Santa Monica, like Santa Monica out
Dude,
there.
Dude, tell the people what they are.
So
it's
if
amazing.
You haven't seen them yet, they're all over. I want to say they're in pretty much every state. Well, except for New York. New York, I believe that all electric scooters and stuff like that are illegal within the city.
Any one-wheel riders, and hello to all of you in the social media lounge. Today we are serving vanilla wafers and tapioca pudding. Nicely done. Yeah, that one's for Jessica Jones. I don't know if she can have the vanilla wafers, but I'm going to tell you right now. She was eating something that looked like tapioca pudding, and it looked amazing. I don't even like it. I was just like watching her eat it, and I was like, do you got any Nilla wafers? So good morning, everyone.
Urge.
It's awesome to have you in here. But no, these scooters are they're going to probably end up ruining life for one-wheelers. They're going to... It's a ride-sharing system, right, mm-hmm. where these scooters are literally like razor-looking scooters, like actual childlike-looking scooters with the two wheels and then the stem and the handlebar,
yep.
right? But they're motorized, Belly. They go 16 miles an hour.
Yes, they do. And you use an app on your phone to get these scooters. You just scan the barcode on there. Bird scooters require you to also scan your driver's license. So if
but
you don't have one,
dollar.
You can't use
it. It's a dollar.
It's a dollar to start, and then it's 15 cents per minute. That you ride the scooter.
So your 5 mile ride was what?
$9, maybe.
Yeah, I rode it 4 times in a day, just back and forth to get like errands. Anytime I needed to go somewhere because I don't have a car, it cost me $2.35 each ride.
Exactly,
and it's fun,
especially when you're visiting another city. It really expands like the radius you can like. kind of walk to, quote unquote.
Not only that, but it
gave... check out a restaurant that's a little further out, maybe like a mile and a half down the road. Close enough to where you think you can walk, but also far enough where you don't want to order an Uber for a mile ride.
And I don't think you can, honestly, Bella, you're right. And I don't think you can get a feel for what it's like to actually like live in a city if you're thinking about moving there. If you're staying with other people, you're on other people's schedules. There's something about having a car, being on your own, and just driving around a city or any area that just makes you feel like now you know a little bit more about it on your own.
Well, there's,
and the scooters allow you to do that.
And
they
there's
really
so many
do.
Cities that you live in, people live in now, where they don't have a car. They,
right.
The parking's too much. Like that, they use mass transit to get around the city. This is just another form of mass transit that can take you down. And the other cool part about these things is every time you finish a ride, they'll tell you how much like energy or emissions you didn't put into the environment.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they'll actually see it at the end of your ride. They'll give you like a, you traveled this far, you didn't put this many miles or this much emissions into the atmosphere during your ride.
And that's pretty neat. I like the fact that you can leave it. Like if you want to go into the store, but you don't want somebody to come and take your scooter while you're in the store, you just don't end the ride. So the clock keeps going. And all right, it's 15 cents a minute, but whatever. Your scooter's sitting right there for you. Literally $2.35 every time I went on a ride. But the problem is it's pretty neat because you just open up the app and then there's a map and it's got these it shows you where every single scooter is and you just walk to the closest one. It's almost looks like you're playing Pokemon, just walking around. But what's crazy is that these people just shit all over these scooters. I mean, you see broken ones just busted to all hell all over the road.
Dude, I saw a kid ripping one in the Venice skate park. Like ripping.
Oh, yo, no. You can have a blast with them.
I've seen people getting dangerous on them, but you do sign that you are liable for anything.
You're supposed to wear your own helmet, but yeah. Let's be honest. You're going to probably have a couple beers and take one to the next bar. Mm-hmm. Who's going to say that you can't? I was watching these
dudes.
You
can probably get a DUI on those. If you can get a DUI on a bicycle,
you sure can. I guarantee you can.
Yeah.
But it was funny because I was just in the apartment cutting down a Christmas tree, looking out the window, and there was a guy, there was two guys riding on them, and they were on the side of the road. And you guys, if you've been there, you know that some of the sidewalks are really uneven and cracked. So it was funny because if you don't ride one wheels, if you don't consistently ride skateboards, if you're not used to looking at your line in the street and looking for bumps, dude, you're just like cruising like you're on a bicycle, and it ain't the same. And it was funny because these two dudes were sending it down this sidewalk, and they looked like frat boys. One of them looked normal. They were both white dudes. But the guy in the back was like a very oversized gentleman in like a pink polo, like button shirt. Looked like he was going to a frat, but he was a pretty fat dude. And he was cruising on this thing. And then he came up to a bump where I knew it because I had already ridden that sidewalk. And I was like, oh, he's going to bite it here. And he did. He goes, oh, shit. And he ran right into it. And he had to hop off of it and run it out. And all you one-wheelers are out there are like, yeah, sounds like every other Tuesday for me. And it's like, yeah, exactly. But these people don't know this from anything else. And they're not used to it. And not only is that going to cause somebody to get hurt, but I just don't see these cities being okay with the idea that you can just litter the city. I mean, anywhere you look, there are scooters just laying on the ground, half broken.
Not only that, people are, someone commented on this in the social media lounge. There's also pictures on the internet. People just like in San Diego and like San Francisco, just throw them into the ocean and river.
Yeah, dude, my Uber driver was telling me out there that like high school kids in LA have no sense of material anything. They'll just key a car because it looks nice and they don't like that. They'll tag a spot on the wall because it's clear and they don't like something new in their city. Like look at all the LeBron posters that are getting tagged. It's part of that culture out there, tagging. I remember when I was playing Tony Hawk skateboarding. Remember you had to tag shit?
Yeah.
You had to go find all the tags? Like, that's part of LA culture. And that was from 20 years ago.
Well, cities are also... The cities that host this, especially, are very anti... there's so many people that are against this. People that are driving around.
Well, you're supposed to ride in the bike lane. You're not supposed to be on the sidewalk, technically.
Walkers are against it. Bikers are against it. Cars are against it. They stand against a mighty fight ahead of them to keep these things in cities because so many people are not for these electric scooters. And like you were saying, this could really ruin a lot of the electric e-skate community.
It's going to force regulation way faster and way harsher than probably necessary if it was just one-wheelers riding around or just e-riders riding around. Now that you've got actual companies that are putting out, you know, fit like 2,000 scooters every morning, then they just pick them up every night and they charge them and put them back out there in the morning.
But the other problem is the people that use them are so disrespectful.
They're really disrespectful
they
and they're ruining
them
it.
And they're they're very disrespectful about how they care for them, and then very disrespectful of the other people around them.
Right. So tell us about New York. Is that banned now?
I think New York's a city where you can't really. It's banned there. They're not there. It's the perfect place for them, but it's impossible for them to get there.
Dude, can you imagine those things in Times Square, yo? People would die.
There's too many people.
Have you seen traffic in LA? People drive like it's fucking like Grand Theft Auto. It's insane.
Yeah. Dude, have you been to Times Square?
No, honestly, I haven't been to New York. That's sad. I haven't been to New York since I was like 5.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing.
We should go. We should do a trip up there just to do it.
The sidewalks there are just people to people. There's no room for...
In New York?
Yeah. So
do they have bike lanes?
Yeah, they have bike lanes.
That's where you're supposed to ride.
Bikes.
No. You're supposed to ride the scooters and all of this stuff in bike lanes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what it says on the app. You actually agree to that. Anyway, so this is just new stuff that's coming. It's really the future, because I can tell you right now, like, if I had my Rad Mini, if I had my one wheel, if I had my electric unicycle, like, in the city, oh, dude, I would never drive my car. I would never drive my car.
I'm glad they're in D.C. Now I even feel more comfortable going into D.C. because I can get off on any metro, stop, grab a scooter, and roll.
It's called last-minute transportation, and I want you guys to just start looking it up, because I'm telling you right now, that stuff, that industry, last-mile transportation, is really booming. That's these things that are like, did you see the Razor jetpacks?
No.
You seen the Razor jetpacks? Can you pull that up on the internet? Razor jetpack.
I don't trust people with jetpacks. I really don't. Mode. I barely trust people with these scooters. I'm not going to trust them with jetpacks.
There are some things out. Buddy, this is battery-powered roller skates.
So, no.
Do you remember the shoes that the kids wear that have one wheel on the heel? They pop the wheel out, and then they you see them.
I know what you're talking about. I don't want these.
They're now battery powered. Razor is but it's for kids.
So I worked at Lowe's and Home Depot. You better believe.
Razor. Yeah. Is this it? Pull it up. Let's just look at with the people.
That does not look like it.
All right. We'll just scroll with the people. That's cool. I want to see it.
Right. Why do you call it a jetpack?
I think it's called a Razor.
It's definitely not a jetpack.
It's not a jetpack.
It's definitely not what it's called. Just do Razor rollerblades.
Razor skates. Try that. Try Razor skates.
It's definitely not jetpack, because that would sound awesome.
That's the first one.
Yeah, those. I've seen those that you attach to your shoes.
You put them basically on your shoes, and they go up to, I think, 8 or 12 miles an hour.
Yeah,
they attach to your heel.
I have seen those.
And they're motorized, I guess, battery powered. So, like, these are the little things, folks, that are coming out that are really weird. I mean, that one's more for kids and stuff. That's more like the trotter version, if you will. But, you know, I mean, it's just cool to see this last mile transportation, because the whole thing is, like, just get into the city and then you can figure it out from there. I see these beautiful women in, like, work dresses, like, just cruising on these scooters, going to work.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
A lot of people use them. A lot of locals use them for work. It's tourists that can really ruin something like this.
Yes. That probably is who is ruining it. The tourists.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Cool. Let's throw it into the river. Like, what the fuck? Who does that? Do you have no sense of anything?
Let's leave this scooter right in the middle of the path, because I'm done with it.
Unbelievable. Wow. Today's going, guys. I'll tell you what. I met this person over the weekend.
You guys are so hot right now.
I got to meet her. It was awesome. So Felicity Heath, it was very nice to meet you. Thank you very much. Let's do a quick break with this guy. I missed this tune. When we come back, Belly, what do you want to do? You want to do tips for tipping?
I got to get to this tip.
Let's do it, because you guys, you have no idea what happened to Belly over the weekend. We told him we'd do it in the third segment. We're going to clear some space. We're going to just get out of the way. Belly's railing off next, folks. Don't you miss anything. Get your Nilla wafers. We'll be back after this.